Have you ever noticed that most of us, with the exception, of course, the best athletes and the top professionals in their fields, have difficulty even with the best mindset and best motivations? We have difficulty developing and sticking to a plan of action and executing that plan long enough to begin to see results. Of course, agents do this, managers do this. The world of amateur golfers, for instance, are lined with those who figure out a new swing, new techniques, or a new putter and practice it for a few weeks, go to the first round, find it doesn't pay off in the event, and go back to the drawing board, reinventing their swing again and again, and go nowhere. We've all done this, and it doesn't work. Performance science and sports science are pretty clear that we must construct a plan, stick to it, execute it, and here's the key. Forget about everything else that you can't control. Just keep executing and don't go for detours. I read a recent article on a female CrossFitter athlete from Iceland named Katrin. I can't remember her last name, or I can't pronounce her last name. She's had a game plan and stuck to it day in and day out for the last several years. In the first year that she tried for the CrossFit game, she didn't even qualify. And what did she do? She went back and stuck to the same game plan she had because she was making incremental progress. The next year, she made the games but didn't do well. But on the fourth year, she won the games, the CrossFit games, and was named the fittest woman on earth. The best sports and performance coaches prepare their clients to follow a practice ritual, a practice plan, and then a game preparation. And then, of course, then the game plan. And then on top of that, they help their clients execute it flawlessly with no deviations, no matter what happens, no matter what anybody else is doing on the field. They stick to their plan. So when the game is won, it's always about the quality and consistency of the execution.